Good afternoon. What a blessing it is to be worshiping God with you all this afternoon.
下午好，非常高兴能和大家一起在这里敬拜神。
I want to thank you all, and I want to thank 赞牧师 for inviting me to share God's word with you all.
我感谢大家，也感谢赞牧师邀请我来跟大家分享神的话。
It is a blessing for me to share with you about a very important work that God has given to us to do as a church.
对我来讲是一个非常大的祝福，能和大家一起分享，神，要我们，作为教会为他所做的事。
And I consider it a double blessing because I get to share in your Sunday school class to share aboutwhat God has been doing in our world and especially in East Asia.
我觉得是一个双倍的祝福，让我能够在主日学的时间继续跟大家分享在东南亚神的工作。
PowerPoint, okay, next. I just want to introduce my wife and my two boys. We have been serving with OMF International in Asia.Since
2002.
And yes, we have been ministering to an unevangelized Southeast Asian people group.And in 2009, my family came back for our second furlough.
2009年，我们的家庭可以回到美国，来。
Furlough, home assignment, 就是回来美国。
回来美国。
We found out that my wife had a chronic pain disorder called fibromyalgia.Fibromyalgia. 没问题。
肌肉纤维瘤。
Okay. So the doctor strongly recommended that my family stay in Sugar Land in Texas until my wife's health can be able to be stabilized more.
医生建议我们能够在休斯顿唐城的地方居住下来，直到
So in the meantime, we have still been helping out OMF.
在这一段时间里，我们可以继续帮忙 OMF 的侍奉。
We have been engaging as well as encouraging individuals as well as churches in Texas to become more involved in the ministries in East Asia.
这一段时间我们。
Lord willing, we hope that we can go back to Asia this summer.
如果主愿意，我们希望今年夏天我们可以回到东南亚。
You know, while we are hoping to go back to Asia, our two boys have been wondering why we have not been going back to Asia.
当我们在这里准备回到东南亚的时候，我的两个儿子在那里疑惑，为什么我们还没有去呢？
My two boys keep asking us, when are we going back to Asia?
两个孩子一直不断地问我们，我们什么时候可以回到亚洲去呢？
So one day I asked them, why do you want to go back to Asia?
有一天我问他们，为什么你们那么想要回去亚洲呢？
I thought maybe they will say something deep, profound, that I can be able to use as a sermon illustration.
我希望他们可以给我一些很实在很好的回答，以
So my older boy, he looked at me and he said, "Daddy, I want to go back to Asia because I miss my toys."
我的大儿子对我说，爸爸，我要回去亚洲是因为我很想念我在那里的玩具。
I said, "Son, are you sure you don't miss your little friends, your teachers, your eyes and susus that you met along the way?"
我问儿子说，儿子，你难道你不想念你在那里的小朋友吗？你在那里交的认识的叔叔阿姨那些人吗？
So my boy paused a little bit, and then he said, "No, I'm sure I miss my toys."
我确定，我只是想念我的玩具而已。
You know, right then and there, my wife gave me a quiet look that says, "Dave, it's all your fault."
在那个时候，我的太太给看了我一眼，好像告诉我，David，这都是你的错。
So I told my wife, "Well, at least we taught them how to be honest."
然后我就对太太说，至少我教会了他们。
Next. Well, our organization, OMF International, was founded by Hudson Taylor Dyson over 145 years ago. It used to be called China Inland Missions, Nei Di Hui. And just like Hudson Taylor, today our organization is moved by the love of God to preach the gospel to the peoples of East Asia. And when I say preach the gospel, I mean in words and in deeds. Our mission statement is to glorify God by the urgent evangelization of East Asia's people. That mission statement represents who we are as an organization. Now, a mission statement is essential for any organizations or churches, right? A mission statement is a short written statement about the purpose of the organization or church. Next. Let me show you a few mission statements from other organizations. Let me see if you can recognize it. Be America's best quick service restaurant. Can you guess? Can you guess who it is? McDonald's? Okay. Anyone else? Wendy's? No? No? Okay, next. Chick-fil-A. Okay, next. We save people money so they can live better. Who's that? Walmart. Wow, that was fast. Oh, okay. Next. Yeah, you're right. That means Walmart must have saved you money, right? Okay, next. To inspire and nurture the human spirit, one person, one cup, in one neighborhood at a time. Who's that? Starbucks? Okay. Oh, hey, next. Yeah, Starbucks. You're right. Don't you think it sounds so much like a church, right? It's so spiritual. Well, What do you think is Jesus' earthly mission statement? Well, I don't think that Jesus wrote it down word for word. But Jesus certainly spoke about it many times in Scripture. Next. Let me just take you to just a couple of passages of what Jesus said. Looking at the big picture, Jesus said in John chapter 6 that he came to our world to do the Father's will. In Luke chapter 19, Jesus said he came to seek and to save what was lost. Jesus came to prepare the way for sinners like you and me to be saved from our sins. And he did that through the work on the cross. That was his earthly mission statement. Next. And so this afternoon, I want to focus on John chapter 14, verse 12. Can I ask the sister to read the Chinese, John chapter 14, verse 12. In John chapter 14, verse 12, Jesus says that his church will continue his mission on earth. In fact, when you pay attention to this verse, actually Jesus says his church will be doing even greater things than Jesus. If you think about it, that is an astounding statement to make. Let's look at this verse carefully. Truly, truly, I say to you. Now, whenever Jesus says this, he is saying, stop everything and pay attention. And usually, when Jesus says that, something happened just before. So we need to go back a little bit to John chapter 13 to give you a little bit background context. You know, it was on the evening where the disciple and Jesus was in an upper room doing the Lord's Supper, like what we were doing this afternoon. That was the night that Jesus was to die. And it was on that night that Jesus surprised his disciples by saying he is going to leave them. And his disciples will not be able to follow with him. This really hits the disciples hard. They gave up everything to follow Jesus. Jesus was their teacher and companion. Jesus even got money out of a fish's mouth to pay for their tax, remember? What will they do without Jesus? And so from John chapter 14, verse 1 through verse 11, Jesus spends time to comfort his disciples. First, Jesus assures his disciples that he will be going away because he will be preparing a heavenly place. And by prepare, Jesus meant spiritually prepare the way through the work on the cross and resurrection. Second, Jesus assures his disciples that he will return. Jesus says one day he will return to bring his people back to this heavenly place he will be preparing. Third, Jesus assured his disciples in John chapter 14, verse 6, that he is the way and the truth and the life to the Heavenly Father, to this heavenly place. Fourth, Jesus assures his disciples that to see him was to see God. Jesus was the exact representation of God. Jesus says, trust in the words that he speaks. And if that's not enough, Jesus says, trust in the works that he does. The miracles and all the signs that he has done. And so then now we come to John chapter 14, verse 12. I gave you the background. Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Jesus is assuring and comforting his disciples He says, the work that I do, you will also do. The disciples will continue Jesus' work on earth. Now, of course, Jesus did the hard work by paving the way for sinners like me to be forgiven by the work on the cross and resurrection. And after his work on the cross was complete, Jesus was then ready to pass on his mission to his people. You know that we, the church, were commissioned by Jesus to continue Christ's mission on earth. To preach the gospel to the whole world. Let's continue reading. And greater works than these shall he do. Now think about it. Will we really do even greater things than what Jesus did? This was the same Jesus that calmed a raging storm in a sinking boat. This is the same Jesus who used 5 loaves of bread, 2 pieces of fish, to feed over 5,000 hungry people. This was the same Jesus who raised his good friend Lazarus up from the dead. Is Jesus saying that we will do even greater works than these? Well, we have to think, what does the greater works mean? Well, the word greater in the original Greek language is very important. That word greater gives the meaning of largeness in the widest sense. What Jesus is saying here is the disciples will be doing greater works in terms of greater expansion of his mission on earth. Next slide. The extent of Christ's mission, of Christ's work on earth, was just mostly contained within Palestine. But as you see in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus said that his disciples will be witnesses to what? To the ends of the earth. In Matthew chapter 28, Jesus said that his disciple, his people, will make disciples of all nations. The extent of Christ's mission will expand to all nations, to all peoples. Next slide. And so now the key to this whole verse actually is the very last statement. Because I go to the Father. The only way for the church to do greater works than Jesus is if Jesus returns to the Father. Jesus is assuring his disciples that he will equip them and empower them to do this greater work. You know, the disciples could not carry this greater work in their own strength. And so two things happen when Jesus returns back to the Father, to the heavenly place. Next. The first thing is when Jesus returns to the Father, Jesus will hear and answer our prayer. If I may ask the sister to read this passage. Another powerful statement. Jesus said, if we ask anything in his name, he will do it. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that we can ask for anything and Jesus will answer it like a heavenly vending machine. We need to ask in the name of Jesus. To ask according to his character. To ask according to his mission of bringing salvation to our world. You know, we can ask God to bring us out of bankruptcy. We can ask God to heal us from any terrible diseases. God is interested in these needs, and sometimes he will answer it. But his primary purpose goes beyond our immediate needs. It is his glory, it is his namesake that he is most concerned about. And when more people worship God, then God's name is more glorified. Next slide. A second thing happens when Jesus returns to the Father is he will send the Holy Spirit. If I may ask the sister to read the second part, chapter 16, verse 7. Yeah, John chapter 16. With the Holy Spirit dwelling in every believer, God will build his kingdom to the ends of the earth. This greater work was immediately felt on Pentecost. When the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples at that time, the Apostle Peter preached a sermon and 3,000 people believed that day. That was more people than Jesus' ministry in the 3 years that he was on earth, his ministry. The work of the gospel can only be greater when the Holy Spirit is involved. You know, in tying prayer and the Holy Spirit together, perhaps an anonymous Bible teacher said this best. He says that when man works, then man works. But when man prays, then the Holy Spirit works. Next slide. And so God has been actively at work in building his kingdom around the world.
Um,
The blue dot represents roughly all the Christians of the world. Praise God. God has been working. Next slide. But as you can see, the red dot represents those people who are still unevangelized. There are still more work to be done. Our job is not finished. Now, I am not saying that all of us should therefore stop our studies, stop our work, and go overseas. While going overseas is important, but going overseas is only one way of being involved in making disciples of all nations. Next slide. If I may propose at least six ways that you can be involved in doing the greater works of preaching the gospel to the ends of the earth. Of course, I just mentioned that we can go as missionaries overseas. Secondly, we can send missionaries by supporting them, by praying for them. Thirdly, we can mobilize or encourage our friends, people that we know already, to encourage them to be a part of preaching the gospel, making disciples of all nations. Let me just close by just spending a few time about the last three ways of how we can reach God's world. Next slide. Now, learning about what God is doing around the world is an integral part of being involved in missions. That's how I got started in missions, was by learning about what God is doing around the world. We will have a little bit more opportunity to learn more about what God is doing in the Sunday school class. Well, I just want to give you an example of learning. I think most of you know in this room that for the country of China, God did remarkable things. When the communists took control in 1949, all the foreign missionaries had to leave. Many people wonder how the fragile Chinese church would survive. Well, 30 years later, 1979, when China began to open, it was revealed that there are perhaps tens of millions of Chinese Christians.
千百万的基督徒。
God is amazing, doing greater works through His people.
上帝真是奇妙，借着他的门徒做了奇妙的事。
I recently learned that in that same year, 1979, the Iranian Revolution was taking place.
同样我们知道，在1979年，伊朗的革命。
The Ayatollah Khomeini, with a hardline Muslim regime, took over the entire country of Iran.
我们知道，那个霍梅尼政权，强权的穆斯林，控制了整个伊朗。
Many people say that those fragile few hundred Iranian believers, they will not survive.
很多人说在伊朗的那只有几百个基督徒的将会那么脆弱是不可能幸存的。
Well, I learned last year as I was talking to a missionary to Iran.
就在去年的时候，我有幸和一个去伊朗的
He said that today, probably, there are now 2 million Iranian believers.
他说就在今天可能就有200万的伊朗基督徒。
House churches are multiplying everywhere in Iran.
现在在伊朗神的教会很多的出现非常的快很多。
Never before in Iran have they been more open to the gospel.
就是现在伊朗比任何时候都更加向福音敞开。
God is doing greater works through His church. Praise the Lord.
上帝借由他的教会真是做了更大的事，真的感谢主。
And learning about Iran really encouraged me to pray more specifically.For that part of the world that I know very little about.
对伊朗的这些了解，让我更加热切的为这一个我并不熟悉的地方祷告。
Yeah. Next slide. And speaking about prayer, you know, prayer really is the most important work of missions.
说到祷告，那祷告就是最重要的宣教的。
J.O. Fraser, he is an old OMF missionary who served the Lisu people of Southwest China 100 years ago. Lisu Zhu.
J.O. Fraser 是以前在中国不是傈僳族的一个宣教士。
He says that Christians at home can do as much for foreign missions.As those actually on the field, I believe it will only be known on the last day how much has been accomplished in missionary work by the prayers of earnest believers at home.
他说，在家的基督徒可以和海外的宣教士在工厂上做一样的工。他我相信，只有到最后那一日，我们。才会知道，在宣教的施工上，那些热切在家里祷告的信徒所成就的事有多么的大。
J.O. Fraser knew what he was talking about.
J.O. Fraser 知道他在说什么。
When in his first 6 years serving the Lisu people, only a handful of Lisu people profess belief.
不是傈僳族的年日当中，他只有带领很少的几位人信主。
But it was very discouraging when those few returned back to their spirit worshiping ways.
然而，就是那几个人不久也回到他们过去的拜神的那种生活当中去，他非常的沮丧。
And so Fraser begged his mother in England to pray.On behalf of these stubborn Lisu people.
So he asked his mother in England to pray for the
Fraser's mom gathered a few of the ladies in her church to pray regularly for these Li Su people.
Bertha 的母亲和她的几位女友经常的在教会一起为这些利苏人祷告。
Shortly after that, 129 Li Su families believed and was baptized.
就在这不久以后，129个利苏人相信神并且受洗。
These 129 families went on to tell others about Jesus.
就是这129个利苏人和他们的家庭继续的向他周边的朋友告诉他们有关耶稣的事。
100 years later, today, the Li Su people are almost 50% Christians.
那就是在今天大概有50%的利苏人已经信主了。
They are even sending out their own missionaries to the other ethnic people, 少数民族。
他们甚至差派宣教士向其他的少数民族传讲耶稣。
Only the work of God can do this.
只有上帝的工才能够成就这些。
What can you do in your home?
你们在家里可以做什么呢？
What can you do in your church?
你们在教会可以做什么？
Have you thought about starting a missions prayer group to pray for the peoples of the world, even for East Asia?
你们有没有想过成立一个为宣教士祷告小组，为这些在东南亚宣教的宣教士祷告？
You know, in OMF, we have trainings and we have resources where we can help believers like you to organize prayer groups, missions prayer groups for the peoples of East Asia.
在 OMF, 我们有这样的资源可以帮助大家建立为宣教祷告的祷告小组，为东南亚和其他地方祷告。
This training, these resources are free because we in OMF want people to pray, to pray and to pray.
这些训练和资源OMF 都会免费的提供，因为他们需要的是更多的祷告，更多的祷告，更多的祷告。
Next slide. And the last thing I want to mention is the welcoming.
最后的是讲是欢迎接待的宣教士。
You know, the world is coming to America, right? You guys know that.
大家知道这世界
Where I live in Houston, there are over 100 mosques.
在我住的休斯顿有100个清真寺。
30 Hindu temples, maybe 20 Buddhist temples.
30个印度教的庙，20个佛教的庙。
I got onto the internet, and in Austin, there is a growing Sikh and Karen community right here in your city.
在我上网查到也有印度教的
缅甸少数民族。Plus there are thousands of international students, many of them coming from China, as you well know.
还有成千上万的国际学生，有很多是从大陆台湾来的。
Hindus and Muslim immigrants are all coming to Texas, all throughout Texas.
印度教和穆斯林教的移民在德州到处都有。
In May, in the Global Prayer Digest, that's the digest that helps people to pray for all of the people groups of the world.
在2001年五月的全球祷告文摘上说。
You know what it was focused on in the May 2011 edition?
大家知道在2001年
Next slide.
这一期上说什么呢？
It was all about Texas.
它就是讲到德州。
You do not need to go overseas to do to minister to unevangelized people. They're coming here.
你不用走到外去宣教，很多的人就从海外走到你的身边。
Perhaps you may have a coworker or a classmate that that comes from these parts. Maybe your neighbors. What are you going to do about it? Do not think that it's a coincidence. Friends, God has already commissioned His disciple, His church, Rock Chinese Church, to make disciples of all nations. God has already given you and me all the resources necessary to do the greater works. Through Christ's heavenly intercessions and answered prayer, and by sending the Holy Spirit to dwell among us, Jesus has already empowered us to do the greater works of expanding His earthly mission. And so I just wanted to encourage you that there are at least six ways, I'm sure there are more, but there are at least six ways that all of God's people can be involved in making disciples of all nations. I will have to stop here because the time is already past. Can I just say a quick prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank You, O Lord, for Your work done on the cross. You pay the penalty for our sins by Your precious blood on the Lamb. And You have resurrected. You are alive. And You have given us a special privilege to be a part of Your great mission of saving our world. Lord, You are faithful. And help us to be faithful of what You give to us. In Jesus' name, amen.